6:49 means it's time again for a look at Triple Team Traffic. We begin with Andy Farnsworth.
And taking a look at I-15, we're in pretty good shape. We're starting to see a little bit of slowing just before 12300 South, but otherwise anyone getting on I-15 between Draper and downtown should be at the full speed limit. It is backing up a little bit now, northbound Bangor Highway at 3500 South, and getting busy at 90th and 5400 South as well, but the worst of it is near 35th South. Eric Butler?
We have some northbound delays on I-15 in Utah County approaching University Avenue. That's largely, though, for the off-ramp where we have an accident right at the beginning of the off-ramp. So if you're heading north past Provo, you shouldn't have any problem. Just stay in one of the left-hand lanes. But if you are exiting, you're down to one lane there as they clean up that crash. The rest of I-15 looking good. Redwood Road, also northbound, is in great shape. Len Thomas?
Rolling with good speeds through Ogden on down past Hillfield, Kaysville, and Lagoon into North Salt Lake, past the refineries into the downtown area. Take you about 32 minutes on that cruise. Some of those side streets coming off of Sunset and Clearfield, and for instance Antelope Drive and Layton, those are both stacked up with a little bit of construction action going on there. Utah County Fair Monster Truck Show, all new East-West versus West Pro Quad Wars. Strap in tight, the Utah County Fair Monster Truck Show, August 19th. For more details, utahcountyfair.org. Len Thomas in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s, and we start off